This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 15, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A protest by some members of the National Association of Flight Instructors against the group's board of directors may be concluded dramatically today. According to Rich Stoll, a NAFI master CFI and a spokesman for the protesters, if the organization fails to satisfy the group's concerns today, it will trigger the formation of a competing organization for flight instructors. Stoll says Experimental Aircraft Association President Tom Poberesny will conduct a conference call today with four members of the NAFI board's Professional Standards Committee to discuss a dispute which centers on an alleged attempt by the board to remove two popular directors and move oversight of NAFI's master instructor program from the committee to NAFI headquarters. Stoll calls today's conference a fork in the road. Watch our website later today for breaking updates at aero-news.net. Diamond Aircraft President Peter Maurer sent a letter last week to owners of his company's DA-42 Twin Stars, reassuring them that the situation regarding Thielert aerodiesel engines has improved considerably since the early dark days of Thielert's insolvency. While still encouraging owners to upgrade to gasoline-fueled Lycoming O360s or the forthcoming Austro Engines diesel, Maurer says, quote, "Despite the difficult limitations imposed by the insolvency, TAE is genuinely working on improving their support, reducing the operating cost, and increasing the reliability of both the 1.7 and 2.0-liter engines," unquote. Maurer adds that Diamond has resumed deliveries of new Thielert 2-liter-equipped planes to specific customers, although all future Twin Stars ordered will come with either Austro or Lycoming power. For those owners stuck with the older, more troublesome 1.7-liter Thielert diesels, Diamond will accommodate upgrades to the 2.0 by providing free airframe parts. You can find more detail in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. A ruling last week by the Florida Supreme Court could pose trouble for programs that introduce young people to their first airplane flights. The Associated Press reports the state court ruled 4-1 that parents cannot waive liability for their children who participate in motorsports or other activities that carry a higher degree of risk. The ruling came as a result of the death of a 14-year-old boy at an Okeechobee County motorsports park in 2003. A lower court ruled the facility was not liable for the boy's death since his father had signed a liability waiver. That decision was later overturned on appeal, and that appeal was upheld Thursday by the state Supreme Court. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin is denouncing an Orlando Sentinel report that asserts he and members of the Obama transition team have butted heads over the future of the Constellation manned space program. The Sentinel report cited numerous anonymous sources in reporting Griffin allegedly told members of the Constellation team to watch what they say to members of the transition team regarding problems with the trouble-plagued program and in particular the Ares 1 rocket. He was also accused of a heated exchange with Obama team lead and former NASA Administrator Lori Garver, in which he was quoted as calling her a liar for wanting to get a look at the project's progress. The Washington Post reports an email from Griffin to NASA employees Friday said in part, quote, "This report, largely supported by anonymous sources and hearsay, is simply wrong. We must make every effort to lean forward to answer questions promptly, openly, and accurately," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Embraer gets FAA certification for the Phenom 100. The Marines defend a pilot whose fighter crashed into a California neighborhood. And airline pilot hiring reaches a post-9/11 low. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller about flying at night. It can bring both dangers and opportunities. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.